Hi everyone, it's Bathcat again, and as promised, this is the boo about the Victoria plum harvest. When I was a kid, we used to live next door to these two little old ladies. They were sisters, they were called Miss Sykes and Miss Sykes, and they basically bought the house when it was first built in the 30s, I think they might have even had it built for them. They'd never been married, they'd never really left Doncaster, so they were just really weird, just really old-fashioned and, you know, not done much, not seen much. A bit eccentric, really, to be fair. And in their back garden, they had, like, all these fruit trees. They had, like, apple trees. I don't know, I can't remember what else there was now. But behind the garage, there was a huge, great Victorian plum tree. And over the summer, my dad would be assessing the plums at regular intervals, deciding whether they're ready to be harvested and reading the weather reports and fitting it around the test match, that kind of thing. And then one weekend, he'd suddenly announced that tomorrow we were going to harvest the plums. So we'd all have to go round after breakfast and basically spend all day picking plums off a plum tree. I would imagine me and my sister were kind of the ones who picked them off the floor or picked them off the lower branches. I'll have to ask her, I can't remember now. And my mum probably did that too. And my dad and Mr. Selby, who lived on the other side, the other next door, they'd be up ladders, you know, picking the plums, and we'd be like buckets of plums everywhere, and someone would always get stung by a wasp, inevitably. And the Miss Sykes would come out at regular intervals with tea for us, but they couldn't just have, like, a mug of tea. They had to bring out a proper tea tray with a china teapot and little china cups and sugar lumps. Remember that? They always had sugar lumps. I don't think I'd ever experienced a sugar lump since or before. And a round plate with a doily on it, a proper doily on it, and a perfect round cherry and almond cake. And then afterwards, after we'd finished, me and my sister would be sent out, like, kind of the local peasant girls to take plums round to the neighbours, so everyone had plums. And then it was like the same thing, plum crumble, plum plum jam. Oh dear, it was so funny. And you know, you wouldn't, like, you just get to the point where you just couldn't eat another plum, like, for another year, which is probably good because we only had to do it once a year. Anyway, it was happy times, and I best go and get the kids. So I'll speak to you soon. Bye.